Manu Patra alerts dated the 15th of July 2019. Supreme Court has rejected the bail plea of self-styled preacher R. Sarambapu in connection with a sexual assault case lodged against him in Gujarat. The court informed by Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the Gujarat government, that the trial in the case was going on and 210 witnesses were yet to be examined. Supreme Court has declined to entertain non-profit organization Money Life Foundation's plea alleging that the LIC through its Jeevan Sharan policy has misled and cheated consumers, particularly the elderly persons. Delhi High Court has asked for the response of Central Board of Direct Taxes on a plea seeking quashing of the provision mandating tax deduction on the interest received on compensation by road accident victim. Karnataka High Court has let off a man convicted for the murder of his wife. However, the court found him guilty of subjecting her to cruelty. He will only serve an year's imprisonment for cruelty and not a lifetime imprisonment. Karnataka High Court has ruled that elementary schools cannot expel students and issue them transfer certificated, TCs, on the grounds of short payment of fees or misbehavior by parents unless the guardians make a request. Telangana High Court has granted anticipatory bail to former TV9 CEO Ravi Prakash in a cheating case registered against him. Ravi Prakash was booked under cheating and forgery case after Lander Media Entertainment Private Limited lodged a complaint against him. The Cyberabad police, who registered the case under various sections, are presently investigating the case. Supreme Court has rejected a PIL challenging the AAP government's decision to install closed-circuit television cameras in classrooms in Delhi schools and live-stream the feed to parents of students. The court did not agree with the submission that the installation and transmission of live feeds of CCTV to the parents would infringe the fundamental right to privacy, as the kids are incapable to give consent and the parents' approval has not been taken. Supreme Court has asked for responses from the centre and the state government on a petition challenging the appointment of Prem Singh Tamang as the Chief Minister of the Himalayan State. Apex Court has ordered implementation of the 103.94-kilometre Phase 4 of the Delhi Metro and directed the authorities concerned to commence construction work on the project. The court was told by the council appearing for the Delhi government that they have agreed to give a go-ahead to the Phase 4 of the Delhi Metro. Apex Court has ruled that the principle of no work, no pay applies when the employee was not kept away from work by any order of the employer. The court observes that nobody could be directed to claim wages for the period that he remained absent without leave or without justification. Supreme Court had observed that entries in the annual performance appraisal report must be communicated to a public servant. The court noted that non-communication of entries is therefore a matter in respect of which a legitimate grievance can be made. Supreme Court, while ordering the release of a convict who was later found to be a juvenile at the time of incident of crime, has directed him to plant trees within a period of 1 year. Supreme Court, SC, had held that there is no unusual treatment to be given to the government while considering the application for stay under Section 36 filed by the government in proceedings under Section 34 of Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996. Bombay High Court has ruled that the parents of a surrogate child are also entitled to paternity and maternity leave. The court noted that the issue is no longer as integral, while holding that even in case of birth by surrogacy, the parents who have lent the ovum and the sperm would be entitled to avail leave, the mother being entitled to maternity leave and the father paternity leave. Allahabad High Court has converted the conviction for murder under Section 302 of Indian Penal Code 1860 to culpable homicide not amounting to murder by applying exception 4 to Section 300 of Indian Penal Code 1860. Ahmedabad Court granted bail to Congress leader Rahul Gandhi after he pleaded not guilty in a criminal defamation suit filed by Ahmedabad District Cooperative Bank. in which Union Home Minister Amit Shah is one of the directors, and its chairman Ajay Patel. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has agreed to hear a plea filed by a Dutch court seeking access to the financial details of Jet Airways.